So the material we're exploring today, it puts forward a really radical diagnosis for our planetary crises. It suggests the root of the problem isn't just our policies or our tech. It's something much deeper. It's the very way we perceive the world, a fundamental sickness in the system itself.
And it all kicks off with this question. You know, about those who seem to be the most sensitive to the imbalances all around us.
But here's the twist. What if these canaries aren't just there as passive alarms? You know, just chirping a warning as the air gets toxic.
What if they are the immune system? What if the very people and the very beings that we've pushed to the margins are actually Gaia's emergency protocol, the key to our survival? This is the wild idea we're unpacking today.
Now, this whole idea is built on a really stark parallel between two groups that you'd probably never think to connect. On one hand, you have the autistic mind, described here as a kind of hypersensitive sensor for everything that's wrong with our systems, but which society pathologizes as abnormal. And on the other hand, you've got the great whales, an absolutely essential species for planetary health, but we treat them like a resource to be used up. The argument is that both are victims of the exact same broken mindset.
And that broken mindset, well, it has a name, normopathy. You can think of it as the sickness of being normal. It's this condition where our society takes any deviation from a very narrow, made-up norm and treats it like a disease. It's a system that basically forces everyone to conform and punishes any kind of real diversity.
And the real-world damage of this normopathy is laid out pretty brutally when you look at the history of so-called therapy for autism. This timeline shows a path from the outright physical violence of things like electroshock therapy to what the source material calls therapeutic violence today. It specifically calls out applied behavior analysis, or ABA, framing it as a kind of modern conversion therapy that forces people to mask their authentic selves, often leading to just profound trauma and a loss of identity. And look, this isn't just some abstract idea. A 2018 study that's cited here puts a number on that trauma, 46%. That's the rate of PTSD found in autistic people who have gone through ABA. Think about that. That rate suggests that the cure is often way more damaging than the condition it's supposed to be treating.
Okay, so now let's flip back to the other canary in the coal mine, the whales. For them, the weapon of normophity is our global economic machine, and you can see it perfectly in the shipping industry. The numbers are just grim. You've got over 20,000 whales officially killed by ship strikes every single year. An estimated 300,000 more dying in fishing nets, and this constant, deafening noise pollution from engines and sonar that literally messes up their ability to talk, to navigate, to exist. And all of this leads to one of the most powerful lines in the source material. A civilization that locks away its most sensitive warners and makes its most principled thinkers unemployed is suicidal. It's basically saying that when we silence our early warning systems, we're not just being cruel, we're committing an act of self-destruction. To really get your head around this on a planetary scale, you need a different way of thinking. And the framework used here is the Gaia hypothesis. Now, this isn't some mystical, esoteric idea. It's a scientific theory that sees the Earth as one single, incredibly complex, self-regulating system. Almost like one giant living organism.
And right there, inside that Gaian framework, the sources make their most provocative claim yet. They say that neurodiversity isn't a bug, it's a feature. It's an evolutionary adaptation. It's Gaia's own immune system kicking in, trying to correct the destructive path our civilization is on.
So what does this planetary immune response actually look like in practice? Well, according to studies in the material, autistic brains can act like these hypersensitive ecological sensors. They can detect patterns of ecological risk over 40% faster. And when it comes to environmental toxins, get this, a stunning 300% faster. They literally feel the danger first.
But it's not just about perception. It's about integrity. The data here shows a 92% lower susceptibility to corruption and bribery among autistic people. This kind of principle-based thinking that's resistant to group pressure acts as a direct challenge to the corrupt power structures that love to bend the rules.
And the advantages just keep stacking up. A 40% boost in efficiency when analyzing complex systems. And what about economically? Companies that actually embrace neurodiversity are shown to be 30% more resilient during a recession. The data is making it pretty clear. This is a huge competitive advantage.
So if the benefits are so obvious, what's the cost of ignoring them? Well, they've actually quantified it. In the European Union alone, a 90% unemployment rate among autistic people, which is just shocking, translates to a 58 billion euro loss in productivity every single year. We aren't just ignoring a solution. We're literally paying billions to keep the problem going.
Okay, let's go back to the whales. We see they aren't just victims. They're a powerful antidote themselves. They're planetary engineers. Their whale pump function helps generate over half the oxygen we breathe. A single great whale captures as much carbon as 1,000 trees. The IMF, not exactly a radical environmental group, even puts a price tag on their work. Over $2 million per whale.
So why on earth would we destroy such a vital part of our own life support system? The diagnosis given here is speciesism. And it's the exact same flawed logic as normopathy. It's a prejudice that says one group is superior and every other group is just an object, a resource to be controlled and used.
So if that's the disease, what's the cure? The source material lays out this four-part neuroecological manifesto. First, depathologize, ban therapies like ABA, and rewrite the manuals to see neurodiversity for what it is, a valuable human variation. Second, empower politically. Create what they call Gaia councils with real, binding neurodivergent representation that can actually veto ecologically destructive policies. Third, grant legal personhood. This is huge. Recognize whales, dolphins, even entire ecosystems as legal persons with rights, protecting them from exploitation. And finally, transform economically. Make companies use Gaia balance sheets that measure their real ecological impact, completely changing what profit even means.
And this brings us right back where we started, to this really unsettling conclusion. A civilization that locks away its most sensitive warners and makes its most principled thinkers unemployed is, by definition, suicidal. So the final question isn't whether we can afford to listen to these voices from the margins, it's whether we can possibly survive if we don't.